Most people in Asia say that if they left their mobile phone at home by mistake, they would go back for it. If you've endured the traffic in places like Jakarta, Manila, or Delhi, you'll know what kind of sacrifice this is. And even if we remember to bring it, we're still not happy. Many of us get antsy if it hasn't rung or a text message hasn't appeared for a while. A while meaning about 10 minutes. There's nothing worse than chatting to folk at a cocktail party or in the pub who constantly check their cell phone. Except when I do it, of course. If you want proof that we're not in control of our gadget, ask the question, would we drop everything to answer its call? Sadly, yes. Most users would. Perhaps this shouldn't surprise us. The majority of users plan most of their social activities via mobile phone, and way too many of them chat away on theirs while having a bath or a massage. I have to ask, is nothing sacred? All this is taking a toll on our relationships. Many folk ask their loved ones who the text message they had just received was from. Again, this is unsurprising. Mobile phones are making flirting risk-free. A sizable chunk say they would often send a message to an unknown number, just hoping to meet someone new. Others use their camera phone like the look of without their knowledge. Meanwhile, a lot of folk save text messages they cherish, though it's not always clear whether it's for the sake of happy memories or for legal purposes. Cell phones allow us to be in constant touch with our loved ones, which can mean different things depending on the state of your relationship. More than half of the folk in some countries send text messages to their loved ones or phone them many times a day. Call me unromantic, but I can imagine constant beeping from one's paramour might wear thin after a while. Then there's the fact that mobile phones are not only enslaving the user, they're trampling the rights of everyone else. A third of the world admit they get so engrossed in mobile phone conversations that they're often unaware of speaking loudly while discussing their private lives in public. At least most of us agree on one thing. The increasing usage of mobile phones has led to a decline in courtesy and considerate behavior. You bet. The bottom line here is that we're now more than a little bit out of control. Mobile phones are great, but if we allow them to dominate our lives to this extent, then I can only assume that in another 10 years, society as we know it will no longer exist. All we'll see is a blur of digital data, going out and having all the fun, socializing, falling in love, and taking sneaky pictures of each other. This is Jeremy Wagstaff for the BBC's World Business Report.
Is Jeremy going a bit overboard there? Drop us a line at world.business@bbc.co.uk. And on our website...